Andrew from Boston asks, should sales development reps sit under sales or marketing? It's a great question, Andrew, and the fact that it is means marketing has fallen very far indeed. All right, this question comes from Andrew Racine, marketing person over at Turbonomic, formerly of MongoDB and HubSpot. So Andrew's been around, definitely gets it. For me, BDRs, ISRs, whatever they're called in your company, the inside sales folks who are responsible for the last mile of demand gen should absolutely live in the marketing organization. And I'll give three reasons for that. The first is I think increasingly great, particularly B2B salespeople where BDRs are most often applied, increasingly are called upon to become great kind of expert problem solvers inside accounts. It's not just sort of the old model of a guy who can knock down doors or a gal who is a fast talker and a cocktail jockey. You really need to go into customers and be an expert problem solver. And you know, finding customers with those problems that you can solve is very much a specialized and different skill from that. Using great salespeople to do that, to kind of just open doors, to me feels expensive and wasteful. And this was the sort of original genesis of the BDR idea. The second reason is on the other side, if you decouple real human contact from the marketing demand gen function, you know, more often than not, you're going to end up with a lot of people watching dials and pulling knobs that salespeople don't care about. And that's a huge problem. That leads to this rift between marketing and sales where, you know, marketing is out there busily creating MQLs or whatever, and salespeople say, well, the leads suck from marketing, and like all this like back and forth. Talking to customers in the real world, talking to prospects rather, is a reality check on marketing. It corrupts their vision with the external truth. And I think that that's a much needed experience in the daily life of most marketing organizations. And the final reason is that marketing should be all about enhancing the productivity of the field sales team. I can't imagine something that does that better than a lead salespeople actually want. The fact that this has been pulled out of marketing and in many cases operates inside sales, I think is a real red flag that the salespeople don't have confidence that the priorities of the marketing team are aligned with their own. And that's something you should really dig into. Now, with all that said, I will give what I think is the good reason to put it in sales, and that is that most of the people who are BDRs aspire to a career track that takes them into the much more lucrative world of field sales. So if you do put it inside marketing, you got to make sure that you're creating the opportunities for mentorship and the handoff to the field sales organization so that these people can develop professionally and eventually do the job they really want to do. But I think you can absolutely do that in the context of an organization that at the end of the day lives in the marketing team. BDR is all about demand gen, and it should live inside a healthy, functioning, sales-focused marketing organization. This episode is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups, backed by more than 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, human-scale venture capital. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes, each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name's Mike Traiano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Here comes the answer,